This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger.
Amazon needs to become a good corporate actor in our economies and our societies.
That is Nick Rudikoff, the campaigns director for Uni Global Union. Uni is a federation of unions around the world. It represents some 20 million workers in 150 countries. Uni is at the forefront of a campaign called Make Amazon Pay. The campaign has called for a day of action to be held on November 25th, 2022. November 25th is what's become known as Black Friday, a day which Amazon uses as a major sales day. I asked Mr. Rudikoff to describe the Make Amazon Pay campaign and who is involved in it.
Make Amazon Pay is a campaign that launched almost 3 years ago, brought together by Uni Global Union and Progressive International. We're a coalition of unions, civil society organizations, NGOs, and activists united to hold Amazon accountable.
Why is the day of protest being held, and how many countries are involved?
We're expecting actions in more than 30 countries around the world. We're holding the Global Day of Action on Black Friday, which has become a symbol of shopping and consumerism, and is one of Amazon's biggest days of the year. We're coming together because Amazon is squeezing too much from workers, from our communities, and from the planet, and that during this time of crisis, it's important for workers and communities to come together and hold Amazon accountable.
What is Amazon doing that you are objecting to?
Amazon's bad in a lot of different ways, so it's hard to give you just a couple of reasons. But first and foremost, as trade unions, Amazon is viciously anti-union. In the United States, and in fact in North America, it engages in really, really awful union busting. But that kind of behavior isn't limited to the United States and Canada. In fact, Amazon takes an anti-union position all over the world and only deals with unions when it's forced to by law. But our coalition isn't just about fighting for workers, although workers are at the center of our coalition. We're upset about Amazon's tax avoidance, which leaves our governments and society starved of the funds they need to deal with the many crises we face. We're frustrated by the impacts that Amazon has on our high streets, our main streets, and brick-and-mortar businesses, and the way Amazon engages in, let's say, data warfare against workers and consumers, trapping untold amounts of data to track us all around the internet and sell us stuff that we often don't need.
What is it that you want Amazon to do?
Amazon needs to become a good corporate actor in our economies and our societies. It needs to quit busting unions. It needs to pay taxes. It needs to pay workers fairly. It has to really account for its climate impacts in a serious way, not just window dressing. And it needs to stop engaging in the kind of monopolistic business practices that harm responsible employers around the world.
Uni is a global union federation. Why is Uni involved in this Amazon campaign?
Uni has been a central pole in Amazon worker organizing for nearly a decade. The sectors that we represent, we're the global union for the services and skills sectors. So that includes commerce, the IT sector, call centers, healthcare, finance, and post and logistics. So we see Amazon having multiple negative impacts on our sectors around the world. And Amazon's growth in these sectors ultimately impacts workers and employers negatively. So we're fighting against Amazon's abuse of its own workforce, as well as the negative impacts that Amazon brings to workers on the whole.
How can unions and their members around the world help the campaign, and where do they get more information?
Folks should go to www.makeamazonpay.com. On the website, you can learn about actions that are taking place in your community or organize your own action. A full digital toolkit is available there, as well as more information on our coalition and our demands. So So we're encouraging all folks, all your listeners, to get involved by visiting www.makeamazonpay.com and joining the fight. It's a righteous cause of bringing together workers and NGOs and unions all around the world.